I declare the meeting open at 9:30. Again, welcome along, everybody. Announcement of visitors. We have Tanya from Moore, who's up to give a presentation shortly. Disclaimer notices. Nil. Council meeting information notes there in the front there. As always, if you need to refer back to them or any questions. Public question time, 4.1, responses to previous public questions taken on notice, which is nil. Public question time, nil. Announcement of presiding member. Just one quick one, condolences to the family involved in the tragic accident that happened on Friday night. While I'm not privileged to any details and I don't think anything's happened, but condolence to the family and all those involved. On top of that, it hasn't been a lot in the last month. Things are just starting to roll along now. We've got a meeting for Northern Goldfields group coming up on the 28th, I believe, end of the month, also along with the GROC meeting, all held in Esperance. So we'll just make note of those. Record of attendance, we have apologies, nil leave of absence. 6.1, 2, 3, and 6.4 approved for leave of absence. Nil. Declaration of interest, 7.1, 2, and 3, financial proximity and impartiality.
With one declaration of financial interest in regards to agenda. I don't have the. It's in regards to the license application for the village.
Thank you.
10.5A.
10.5A from council, please.
Thank you. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Draft motion that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 4th of February 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Have a mover, please. Councillor Harris. Not sure if that was an itch or... Seconder. Councillor Peterson. Those in favour. So everyone, thank you. Nine, presentations. 9.1, petitions. Nil, 9.2, presentations. Tanya, more. We will suspend the meeting while we're doing the presentation.
Are you going to move to?
We'll need a mover and seconder. We can do that, please. Councillor Taylor, Councillor Nardone. Thank you. The meeting, and it is 11.02. And we're up to... 9, which is deputations, nil, 9.4. Delegates' reports, nil, excuse me. 10 reports, 10.1. Reports to the Audit and Risk Committees. Nil. 10.2, Chief Executive Officer's Reports. 10.2A, 2024 Compliance Audit Return.
Through the Chair, this matter was obviously heard just in our previous meeting at the Audit Risk Committee, and I'll just throw to the Manager of Business Services to talk to this.
The compliance audit return was just raised at the audit and committee meeting. It's a legislative requirement that this is reviewed and completed by the 31st of March. So traditionally what we've done is we go through it in the March audit committee meeting, and then if all is good, we then present it to the council meeting. The decision at the last meeting, at the meeting just now, was to... recommend the adoption of the report to council and let the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer sign the compliance audit return for submission to the Department of Local Government. So now this item here is just confirming the adoption of the audit return and reaffirming that we can now send it off to the department. All good?
Thank you. Any further questions, councillors?
So, but one was a tender register.
Through the chair, yes, that was the main non-compliances, and that related to not putting the tender on our website, advertising on our website, or putting it on our website, and that's now been rectified.
Sorry, I've just lost a page or two here. Okay, any further questions in regards to the agenda item compliance return audit? There be no further questions. At the recommendation, the council adopt the compliance audit return for 2024 as shown in the attachment following this report, and that the Shire President, the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, be authorised to sign the compliance audit return for submission to the Department of Local Government, Sports, Culture and Industries. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Peterson, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Cottrell, thank you. Those in favour? Thank you. That's everyone. Thanks, Cara. Tight. Okay, moving right along to 10.3B. A request to mine within the Leonora town site.
Sorry, through the chair. Council has been asked to provide comment back to the department or the Minister for Mines and Petroleum in regards to a mining lease that Genesis or St Barbara have that falls within the town boundary. So St Barbara, the name of the tenement is still in St Barbara, but it's actually owned by Genesis, and so hopefully there won't be sort of confusion around that. The mining area does cover part of the town boundary. However, we have, or within the town site, we have confirmed with Genesis that's only relating to underground mining, so the tenements on the surface, but there's only underground mining, and on that part of their lease, there's no chance to have any surface activities at all. That being said, that once Shire provides its consent, then it falls back with the Minister for Mines and Petroleum and his department or her department to manage that particular area.
So it's a process. Questions, councillors? No questions? Sorry, councillor Norrie.
I've just noticed the new bit up opposite the BP. That little square there. We've known about the Tower Hill area.
Sorry, through the chair, this is the amended town site boundary map. The map that, and it's my fault, the map of the area where the tenement is only relates to the southeast portion of town, Cohen Street, through that area, through the hospital and that. And I do apologise to council that I put the wrong map in the agenda, and I've just noticed this is the where the town site was previously amended back in, I think it was May 2023 rather, where the town site boundary was amended to allow surface operation. If you like, I can print the map out and provide to council.
So you take out the top up the bit, what you're talking, the red bit up the top. Okay. Any further questions? Then being no further questions, the recommendation is there that council support the application for mining lease 37/1405, subject to conditions being imposed preventing surface mining activity within the written consent of council. The council instruct the CEO to write to Genesis Minerals requesting future community engagement activities include a briefing to the community on the proposed mining activities on tenement 37/1405. Have a mover, please, for that recommendation. Councillor Peterson, Seconder, Councillor Lowry. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Ty. Ten point three, Manager of Business Services. 10.3A, 2024-25 Mid-Year Budget Review. Okay. Kia ora.
Thank you. Mid-February, managers met to discuss our budget. And see how we're sitting against the estimated year-end, June 2025, situation. We had a few changes to a fair bit of shuffling around. Overall, though, there was $0 variance to what we expect to spend at the end of the year versus what we already said. We have had a few capital projects have finished under budget, which has been really nice. Some of them have been over budget as well. There's quite a detailed table in this item just explaining where the increases and the decreases are sitting in. Overall, we've ended up with a zero change. We just had a bit of a decrease, mainly in our, there's an increase in our roads budget based on all the flood damage and everything like that, and a minor decrease in our capital works for land, buildings, plant and equipment. But no, I don't think there's anything overly complex in there, just nice bit of a shift around of funds.
Okay, thank you. Councillors, any questions in regards to mid-year budget review? Okay, there will be no questions in regards to the mid-year budget review. The recommendation is there. Council, that council by absolute majority adopt the 2024-25 mid-year budget review as attached. That council by absolute majority adopt the following budget amendments to the 2024-25 adopted annual budget. Operating activities, revenue from operating activities, general rates increased 547, grants, subsidies and contributions 211, that's a decrease. Fees and charges decreased 163,500. Interest revenue increased at 30,000, other revenue increased at 7,000, profit on asset disposals an increase of 32,000. Expenditure from operating activities, employee costs increased 250,000, materials and contracts increased 136,000, utility charges decreased of 14,000, depreciation increase of 53,000, insurance 11,000 increase, other expenditures decrease of $1,000, less on asset disposals, loss on asset disposals, my apologies, a decrease of $8,000. Investing activities, inflows and investing activities, capital grants, subsidies and contributions, an increase of 219,000. Proceeds from disposal of assets, an increase of 143,000. Overflows from investing activities, purchase of land and buildings, decrease 54,000. Purchase of plant and equipment, a decrease of 50,000. Purchase of construction and infrastructure roads, an increase of 317,000. Purchase of construction and infrastructure and other, increase of 106,000. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Cottrell. Seconder, Councillor Nardone. Those in favour? Against? Favour? You're going to have the absolute majority. Thank you. That's everybody. Thanks, Kiara. Okay, 10.3B, monthly financial statements for the month end January 2025. Okay. Questions, councillors, in regards for the monthly financial statements? Where are we? We're in March, are we?
Yeah, so this is from January.
Yeah, so...
Because we've got the January meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, the February end of month statements will be available at next meeting.
Okay.
With March, early hopefully.
Early meeting.
And a report.
And a report, yeah. Thank you. All good. Councillors, questions in regards to the financial statements? So those changes will reflect in the next report, is that correct?
Is the changes from mid-year, the
mid-year budget review? Yes?
Yeah.
Next month?
So February probably won't have any changes, but March will definitely show those changes end of month.
Show those changes. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to add there, apart from what you've just gone through?
No, I think that's all. Okay. Yeah, just sorry about the February financials.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, there'll be no questions in regards to the monthly financial statements for January 25. Sorry, apologies. Latecomer, Councillor Norrie.
Well, we had a surplus of 8.7 and Cara has reduced it to nil. We should have stuck with the old budget.
Okay, thank you. Very good.
No, a lot of that surplus end up going into our roads primarily.
Thank you. Right, the recommendation of the council accept the monthly financial statement for the month end the 31st of December.
January.
I'll change that to January. Yes. Just note there on your agenda.
Sorry, apologies about that. My mistake.
24, consisting of compilation report, statement of financial activity, and material variances report from the 31st of January 25. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Norrie. Seconder, Councillor Nardone. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Okay, 10.3C, accounts for payment, February to March 2025. Any questions, councillors, in regards to the accounts for payment? Is there anything you'd like to add, Kiara?
Just that, again, due to the timing of the February meeting, this one does include two batches of credit card payments, the January and the February credit cards.
Thank you.
From that, I think it was all pretty.
Thank you. Can I just ask a question? This agenda is already on the website.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. It goes up at the same time, 72 hours.
Thank you. Okay, there have been no questions in regards to the accounts for payment. The recommendation that council accepts the accounts for payment as detailed. Direct bank transaction number from 3579 to 3647 and totalling $142,871.55 includes credit card payments from $13,390.61 for January 25 and includes credit card payments $18,105.75 for February 2025. Batch payments 251, 252, 253, 254 and 255 totaling $905,933.48. Payroll payments from pay period 3rd of the 2nd 25, 17th of the 2nd 25, 3rd of the 3rd 25 and special pay for the 15th of the 1st 25 totaling $380,797.51. Have a mover, please. Councillor Peterson. Seconder. Councillor Harris, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. You're doing well there, Kiara. Okay, 10.4, Management of Community Services. 10.4A. Can we just adjourn for a couple of minutes at 11:20, 9:00? What's happening here? 1 minute later.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, so we're up to Management of Community Services. 10.4A, Women's Group.
So previously the Shire was auspicing grant funding for the Noongar Women's Group. However, with the division of the group into two separate entities, the auspicing arrangement through DSS is no longer able to continue. Given the strict guidelines that the grant was given under, there is not being able to change the provider other than to the original Noongar Women's Group.
Sorry, okay. through the chair, I might just add just a little bit of context to that. So as council might remember, back in the end of 2023, the chairperson left the women's group. At that stage, the Shire did offer mediation services to try and reform the group or get the group reformed. However, that didn't occur for a number of reasons. As a result of that, council considered in early 2024 to take on the funding arrangement directly through the Shire. It's about $200,000 for a number of different projects that was originally conceived by the women's group. And that was the Safer Leonora Committee endorsed that as well. And so then, as a result of that, there was a direct deed entered into by the Shire with the Department of Social Services in regards to this grant funding. They've since come back and said no, because as Alex explained, because of the original grant was assigned by the minister to that particular group, that they've now come back and said no, they can't auspice it. We could potentially argue, given that we do have a deed between us and the department, we could argue and say, hang on, no, we think it should still stand. However, the reputational damage and the damage it might do in regards to that for the benefit is probably not, in my opinion, high enough to warrant that. And the administration's advice to council is that they allow that that deed to be terminated on a voluntary basis.
Okay. Questions, councillors? No questions? Okay, the recommendation there is that council approves the return of $200,000 to the Department of Social Services, DSS, and as per their formal request, in accordance with the terms and condition of the original grant, agreed. Have a mover, please, and a seconder. Councillor Taylor. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. 10.4B, purchase of freehold title on lot 84 Tower Street.
So lot 84 Tower Street is the old Department of Child Protection office on the corner of Tower and Raja Street. So this has been a very long-winded process, which has started under former CEO to take freehold of that building. And recently we have had communications from the Department of Plans and Heritage that our application to take on that block freehold is currently being accepted. And it's just a matter of signing documents as per the recommendation at the end there.
Thank you. And the sale price is $20,000, is that correct?
Yeah, plus fee, documentation fees.
Plus documentation, okay. Pretty straightforward. Any questions, councillors, in regards to purchase of lot 84 Tower Street? Okay, recommendation that council accepts the offer to purchase 84 Tower Street from the Department of Communities. Authorises Chief Executive Officer to execute all necessary documents for the transaction to proceed. Have a mover, please. Councillor Harris. Seconder is Councillor Cottrell. Those in favour? To everyone? Thank you. Thanks, Alex. Okay, 10.5, which is the Environmental Health Officer's report. 10.5A is the Leonore Village Liquor Licence application. We have...
Just through the Chair, we do have a final financial interest declaration. As a result, Councillor Peterson will leave the room.
Thank you. Everywhere. Right. Okay. So, Kiara, do you like to talk to this?
I can talk to this if you like, if you prefer. So, as council aware, we have previously received a development application at 1B Rochester Street, Leonora, which is an extension of the caravan park. As you'll be aware, there's about 110 rooms that have been added as a workers' accommodation village. As part of that village, they're including mess facilities and a number of other facilities, and that's been approved under delegation as per accordance with council's delegations. This particular matter is in regards to an application for a liquor licence, a restricted tavern licence for the mess facility. What they're asking for is between 4 and 8 o'clock every day is to be able to serve alcohol and celery to meals. The issue that we have is that, and it comes down to technicality on the local planning scheme or requirement of the planning scheme. If the meals are served ancillary to a meal by a guest, an in-house guest of that facility, then that's fine. It's just part of that, and it becomes down to a discretionary use in the local planning scheme. However, if guests that are not staying there, so members of the public, are going down there for a meal and to and have a drink served part of their meal, it actually changes it to a tavern, which is an X use within the local planning scheme. So council are unable to approve it as an X use. So it would require a scheme amendment to change that over. What the application from the applicant is that there's two forms that could have been dealt with administratively, but given the interest, it's a matter of fair back to council. A section 39 form under the Liquor Licensing Act relates to environmental health matters, just making sure the facility is safe and fit to use. And we are comfortable that is the case, and therefore we're to sign that. Unfortunately, the section 40 permit applies to whether it fits it within the town planning scheme, and unfortunately it doesn't. So the recommendation is that we sign the 39, but note on the section 40 that it doesn't fit within the town planning scheme. And then also that one of the recommendations is that request the CEO provide a submission to the Director of Liquor Licensing outlining that in the council's opinion, the issuance of a licence of service and sale of alcohol to members of the public does not support the efforts of reduction of alcohol-related harm within Leonora. And that's entirely up to council's discretion if they want that. But on the section 40 that it is, it's pretty much in administration's opinion cut dry that it doesn't fit within the town planning scheme.
Okay, just before we proceed, thank you. Okay, councillors, questions?
So there's two halves to this.
Yep.
We're going for a 40, which is for anyone resident, and having drinks for their meals or buying drinks for their meals. But if I went over the road to have a feed, I couldn't buy a beer.
That's correct.
Because it doesn't support the...
That's correct.
The town the planning scheme.
But what about the BYO? Is there any licensing for BYO? Like to say, instead of them providing meals and selling alcohol,
yeah.
But if I, you know, like the camp does, Genesis Camp, they, you know, there's no tavern there, and if you want your beers, you can come to that an outlet, buy your beers and drink them in there. They have a designated drinking area, and why can't that happen with the caravan park?
Councillor Norrie, I'd have to take that matter on notice. I'm not familiar with the Liquor Licensing Act or Control of Liquor Act as what I could be in that regards. However, that, in my view, wouldn't amend, that wouldn't, so that could be under the town planning scheme, would be allowed, but they couldn't sell it to outside guests. So that's the differentiation is, and it is, comes down, and I fully appreciate it, comes down to semantics, but if it's an in-house guest, and sell alcohol to that person, ancillary to a meal within those times. If it's an outside guest, they can't. And that because it changes the land use of that particular facility. Now, in the next month or so, we'll be recommending to council that we do a comprehensive scheme amendment, a scheme review, and that'd be entirely open to council at that time to change the scheme. And it's also been mentioned to the proponent as well that if they wanted to, they could initiate their own scheme amendment. Which would come back through council and potentially amend the act, but you're looking at a similar sort of time frame, probably 12 to 18 months.
Oh, we just have two pubs as it is, and you know, why not just be like the Genesis and they have a BYO if they want to have a drink in a designated area. Caravan Park with the same.
Just on one point there, it's not actually 1B Rochester Street is the new village, correct?
Yes.
So it's not the caravan park.
Well, it's a new village, but it's considered the same. So you're an extension from that particular facility, and that's the address that the proponent put on there.
Right. So you're referring to the caravan park, but you can drive in and park your caravan, have a beer, sit in your caravan.
Yeah, and guess what? That's right. Because you bring
that. But so you've got two different areas.
It would be entirely the caravan park residents, if you like, or could walk into the mess and have a beer because it's considered the same site. But I understand what you're saying. But if you were to walk outside, you weren't a paying guest, so for accommodation, then you couldn't.
Yeah, okay. It's a little bit confusing, really. Anyway, I mean, if the 1B Rochester Street is the same address as that the Leonora Village sits on, is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
So those blocks that were purchased by Leonora Village have been amalgamated with the other block, being the caravan park?
It's considered the same facility, the same site.
Right, yeah.
So this is basically saying that me, as a resident of Leonora, if I go to have dinner there, I can't buy alcohol.
Yes.
And I can't bring my own either.
Correct.
Yes, well, to have to take that, bring your own on notice.
But that's just, but the people who are staying there can buy alcohol from them?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
That's the Town Planning Scheme, not the Liquor Control Act. Yeah. And that's how the Town Planning Scheme, because it will change the use.
The Leonora Lodge, because I know you could go in there and eat on occasion, was that the same? I don't know. I know I've been in there to eat, but I never drank there. Because they had all of the... I don't know.
The lodge?
Yeah, you know how they had the mess there?
You
used to
take
go down and you would go down...
Oh, they had a
bar there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Still
there now, isn't it? They use it for their own people.
I'm not sure, because Genesis have taken over, and I'm not sure that they're...
I'm sure
that
would have.
I haven't been there since Genesis has been there, but I don't know what the go is with alcohol.
Going castle not only, we'd have to go back and check and check. I'm not familiar with their licence or the process that they undertook to take their licence, so I can only talk to this one, and I'd have to go back and check on the records.
Just curious.
So it's all held up due to our town planning screen.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. So, but there's some other, I think there's some other things involved in there too that perhaps need to seek clarification and perhaps not, but... As this states at the moment, we're authorising that under Certificate 39, those who are staying there can purchase drinks. And under Certificate 40, those who are outside of the area can go and have a meal, but aren't allowed to purchase alcohol.
They're both under Certificate 40. Yes.
Both under Certificate 40.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Authorised CEO of the Certificate 30 application. Okay.
So just for clarification on section 40 is a certificate basically asking council, the shire or the local government to confirm that it fits within the town planning scheme that land use and our advice is that it doesn't.
That's for the purchase of alcohol for those who are outside the camp.
Non-staying guests, yes.
Non-staying guests, yep, okay. All right. I mean, I'm not against them having a liquor there. I think it's, you're going to progress a community, you're going to progress everything, then this needs to be progression as well. And I would certainly think that that application we're going through, and as I spoke to you earlier, Ty, that it wouldn't be an open, it would be a restricted licence, and a majority restricted licence you can only buy from a retailer and you can't buy from a wholesaler, and you need to nominate those retailers that you're buying from. And one would think that, you know, perhaps it's through the local suppliers that are already here that they purchase from and go from there. But certainly, you know, I'm not against, you know, them not having the, not being able to have the opportunity to have a meal between 4 and 8 and then have either a wine or a beer with your meal. I think it's fine by me. Councillor Harris?
My thoughts that if we keep giving permission to everyone else, how do the pubs go?
Again, I mean, there's restrictions you can put on the licence. Well, my understanding is the restrictions are already there that you must buy. You got to buy from a wholesaler, and preferably they will tell you that you need to buy it from your closest liquor outlet.
So they've got to buy from
A retailer. You got to buy it from your closest liquor outlet. Now, they may have changed, I doubt it, but there's probably something that needs to be looked at. Because certainly...
just clear in my head, Genesis mob buy from either the White House or Central
supply
there.
I'm unsure of the setup there, but it should have been. I can't answer the question. I don't know how long ago their licence was set up or what the case is, so I don't know. I think... Is amongst the council, is there uncertainty in this? Is more information required?
Yeah.
An understanding. I don't. The licence application that is coming. It's approval to go for a licence, and I presume the application to open the Leonora Tavern and liquor sales strictly. So, I suppose it's around the understanding of what the application is going to be going through to the liquor licence, or we actually find out from the liquor licence and division department what the licence would be for that restricted use.
I think this doesn't necessarily, so with respect, this matter doesn't necessarily, so all council's being asked for is does it comply with the town planning scheme?
Yep.
And it's the view that it doesn't.
Okay.
So in the town planning scheme, and just to remind those that might not have dealt with it for a little while,
yep.
Every land use has a table that goes with what are the permitted land uses can yep. be for that particular area. This site is zoned as light industrial.
Yep.
In light industrial, having a tavern is an X use, whereas workers' accommodation is a D use. So D use is discretionary use. It's entirely up to council under your town planning scheme.
Okay.
You can permit that activity.
Yep.
By selling alcohol to non-paying guests, non-residential guests, it moves the land use that's proposed to a tavern, not workers' accommodation.
Okay.
By moving into a tavern, it becomes an X use, and that's not a discretion that council can do. So the town planning scheme is obviously adopted by council but ultimately approved by the Minister for Planning.
Yeah.
And that's the issue here. So the only way to do it would be to go through amending the town planning scheme.
Right, so it's giving it protection really.
What's that, sorry?
It's giving it some sort of protection really.
Yes, certainly. 100%.
Okay. Councillor Cottrell, sorry, apologies.
How would that be policed as to paying guests and visitors?
Police department.
Ultimately, yes, that's exactly right.
Police department.
Are they going to be standing there?
Oh, no, they don't stand there at a motel, at a hotel either, so, you know. Are they? No, no, but you're talking about being policed.
No, no.
On opening, closing hours, I'm
no,
thinking.
No, not that. Just to paying guests and non-paying guests, like Ross.
They're yep. going to kick him out if he gets a beer, and who's going to arrest him?
Law enforcement.
So
the technicality stuff, but you know, like if they ever get caught, if they got caught doing that, then they're going to the license would be removed, or they get a black mark and notification, and any more black marks, cease the application.
Through the chair, this has real impact. We're already dealing with a number of cases where people put in for loans for properties in the light industrial area. The problem is that they're not allowed under the town planning scheme to be there. So when people go and get loans, the banks are turning around and saying, no, we're not going to give it to you. And I've had at least two occasions.
It's industrial land.
Yeah, I've had two occasions I've been here where the people that want to buy it come to me and said, oh, can we get a letter from you? And I can't give you that.
Mm.
So it just can't, unless you change the town planning scheme, which has the same force as a regulation under a law, unless you change that, you're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So just give us a quick overview of this. Yeah, this is all relation to the application, and given that it can't go forward because of our town planning scheme, they can get a certificate to operate there. Minimal
in-house guests. Correct.
Okay. Any further questions, councillors? No further questions. The recommendation authorise the CEO to issue a 40 certificate to the applicant in preparation for their licence application to the West Australian Department of Racing and Gaming. Instruct the CEO to stipulate that the compliance with local planning laws is contingent on the sale of service alcohol being restricted to house guests. Authorise the CEO to issue Certificate 39 to the applicant preparation of their licence application to West Australian Department of Racing and Gaming. Request the CEO to provide a submission to the Director of Liquor Licensing outlining that, in the Council's opinion, The insurance of the licence allowing service or sale of alcohol to members of the public does not support the efforts of the reduction of alcohol-related harm within the Leonora and is therefore not in the public's interest. And that's probably a big point in the bottom one. Okay, can I have a mover, please, on that recommendation? Councillor Taylor, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Cottrell, thank you. Those in favour? One, two, Councillor Cottrell, three. Sorry? You're seconding the application and... Sorry? You're moving it?
Move it and second
it. So can I have those in favour, please? Against? Yours is against? Okay, then the recommendation is... not approved.
Okay.
Righto. This
through the chair, it should be two motions.
Why?
Because the first motion, or the part one and two, is for a issue a 40 certificate, and part three and four is a 39 relating to the Town Planning Act. So why are we trying to ram through the recommendation of two arguments? That's my point.
Thank you.
Through the chair, there's actually probably three motions there. So section 39 relates solely to environmental health matters, and it's making sure that it's a safe facility to operate. You can come in there, you're not going to hopefully get typhoid or whatever. Section 40 is a matter on point here, which is basically section 40 is essentially says, does it comply with the Town Planning Act or doesn't it? And the recommendation here is that it doesn't comply with the Town Planning Act. Number four is obviously, leave it aside for 1 minute, that's probably more contentious, if I like. But around the one points one and three, is relating both to those certificates. Section two just talks to basically saying that it would be approved or would fit within the Town Planning Act if it's only in-house guests, not out guests. I guess the issue here is if it's not supported, then it'll probably have to come back because the application is still live, and that's an application to the minister. So I'd then be required to write to the minister and say council has resolved not to support the issuance of those two certificates, essentially. I'm not quite sure where they would go with that.
I would say they'd ask for a full comprehensive report as to why.
I would expect so.
100%.
Can I, Councillor Taylor?
Yeah.
Isn't this just a response to the Department of Racing and Gaming? We're not actually issuing a licence here. We're just telling them what they need, what they're asking. So we can't say no. We can't just not respond to them.
Through this, sections one and recommendations one and three is exactly that.
Yeah,
for me. Forgive me, I'm colourblind, so I don't see the red and green. Councillor Taylor, Ty's received a request from the Department of Liquor and Gaming asking if the application fits in with our town planning scheme, and it doesn't, so that's all we're letting them know. It'll be up to racing and gaming if they issue a licence or not. We don't have that control.
Through the chair, another potential option is resolving to commence the amendment of the town planning scheme to allow that as permitted use, but it will take some time for that to occur.
Also, what this is saying is if they supply to guests it does comply. So we're just letting them know that with our, what we've voted on previously. So you'd have to change that also if you didn't want that to happen.
Through the chair, you're changing the land use from a workers' accommodation to a tavern, and that's the difference.
And we're not doing that. That's what we'd have to do.
That's what you would have to do.
All we're saying here is it's not registered for that use, which they're asking for. It is registered if they would like to sell alcohol to guests, which is already in place.
They're already selling to guests.
Not yet, no, it's only just opened. So then I think the mess is just opening this week.
No, so the land currently is able to be used for that purpose. They can apply to use it for that purpose. Because that's where everyone's getting the confusion here. So
correct.
Maybe we table it and get some more understanding and come back.
You're correct, Councillor Tyler. Presently, it is permitted to sell to in-house guests. It's not permitted to sell to to guests that are coming that aren't paying for accommodation because it changes the land use.
Yeah, it's all about the land. Okay, well, you've already voted on that, so the only way we can go forward is come back with more information, provide it, and get it tabled again with more information, and we proceed from that matter. Thank you. Righto, moving right along. 10.6. Can someone go and grab Lani, please? Thanks, Owen. Okay, Councillor Peterson has returned back to the chambers at 11:53. Just in regards to that agenda item, Councillor Peterson, the agenda item being 10.5A, the vote was 4-1 in the nay, sourcing further information, and hopefully we can get this back on the table in April's meeting. We're up to 10.6, elected members' reports. Nil. 11 motions of which previous notices have been given. There's nil questions from the members without notice. Nil. We are up to 13 new business of urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. 13.1 is elected members. There's nil. 13.2 is officers. Nil. 14 is meeting closed to the public. We have a number of items there on 14.1, matters of which the meeting may be closed. 14.1A is tender RFT02/2052 security services. So we will
To close the doors, we just have a decision to
close the meeting. Close the meeting. So we just need a decision on that. So if we're going to move in a second that we close the meeting to the public. Councillor Cottrell, Councillor Harris, those in favour? Everyone, thank you. Okay, all good. Public. Uh, 15, State Council agenda. That's been and gone, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Thank you. 16's next meeting, which will be in March. 15th. Let's make it April.
15th of April.
15th of April, thank you. 25. Okay, thank you for everyone's participation. Thank you for making yourself available for today's meeting. We now close the meeting at 12:09. Thank you.